Yeah, you dump all the frequencies in that, you know, that you would think you would go, you know, on the Central Michigan Emergency website. And, you know, of course, the time slot, the talk group, at least that's how I do it. And so, you know, Detroit, Grand Rapids, I forget the bunch. There's a whole bunch of them there, some towns I never heard of. So that's what I did. And then I just connect the IP, connect box, click them all together. And that just turns it into a channel, and then it goes from there. And, you know, I always leave the primary channel as the one that's probably closest, and actually, in that case, it's Mount Clemens. But I've also left it at the default 403, whatever, and it still works. Because, you know, it's trying to ping in 403, and it doesn't find anything, then it goes hunting. So, so that's how you do it. But what you could do is set it up and just give it to Tom, let him use it for, you know, a week or so. He's pretty, you know, takes good care of it. That's how you know. But you really don't need it. Like, if you're using it as a base or something of that nature, you really don't need it. Do a lot of driving he does, or if you're going up north for vacations or what have you, then it's really cool.
Yeah, that's what the conclusion I came to. It's like, well, it's always Mount Clemens is always going to be the closest to me when I'm around my house, and then Detroit might be the second, right? So, if that's the case, I might as well just program two different channels. And so, that's the way I think I'm going to do it. But I was curious if there was any benefit to using it.